I assure you I won't be keep popping up during this reading. I seem to be hogging a bit more than usual, but it's simply because the early poems were ones of Stephen's that lodged very much in my memory from the start. The first poems that I read for myself off the course, not prescribed, out of the prescribed page of the anthology, happened to be Stephen Spender's Landscape Near an Aerodrome and The Express. So I associate my discovery of modern poetry with that anthology and with those two poems. And 55 years later, when I read the first stanza of Landscape Near an Aerodrome, I feel that kind of othering and ordering, that strange delight, electrical pleasure, blurred electrical pleasure that I felt when in St. Columb's College I ventured out of the syllabus. There we are. So, first of all, The Express, one of his great hits, but nevertheless one worth listening to again and again. After the first powerful plain manifesto, the black statement of pistons, without more fuss but gliding like a queen, she leaves the station. Without bowing and with restrained unconcern, she passes the houses which humbly crowd outside the gasworks, and at last the heavy page of death printed by gravestones in the cemetery. Beyond the town there lies the open country, where gathering speed she acquires mystery, the luminous self-possession of ships on ocean. It is now she begins to sing, at first quite low, then loud, and at last with a jazzy madness, the song of her whistle screaming at curves, of deafening tunnels, breaks, innumerable bolts, and always light, aerial, underneath goes the elate meter of her wheels. Steaming through metal landscape on her lines, she plunges new eras of wild happiness, where speed throws up strange shapes, broad curves, and parallels clean like the steel of guns. At last, further than Edinburgh or Rome, beyond the crest of the world, she reaches night, where only a low streamlined brightness of phosphorus on the tossing hills is white. Ah, like a comet through flame, she moves entranced, wrapped in her music, no bird song, no, nor bough breaking with honey buds shall ever equal.